Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise him, praise him, praise him, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text your neighbors, people, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. We thank you for tuning in. Amen. We want to continue to tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days. We are in the last days. As you can see, so many things are going on all across the nation, all across the world. Amen. In every country. Hallelujah. So let's continue on. Amen. Down the road with Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and open up for prayer at this time. If you desire prayer at this time, I want you to go ahead and press the 1. You don't have to give me your name, but I would like for you to tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request, because we want to know what part of the world we're reaching. Amen. We know this goes all across the nation, but, you know, we want to hear from you. So if you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. Because God is good, amen, worthy to be praised, and we need to give him all the praise, hallelujah. You can look at a football game and you jump up and down and in and out, glory to God, like you're out there on the field almost. But when it comes down to needing prayer, you don't want to press the 1. Well, you don't have to fear. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. I know some fear that, you know, somebody don't recognize their voice sometimes, but, you know, it's okay. They may be needing the same thing. They just afraid to do it, afraid to press the 1. Amen. Glory to God. Nobody has pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead. Amen. For God is good. I want to do the announcements at the end of the show today. So I hope you stick around and hear what's going on, because there's so much ministry going on. And, you know, you need all the right ministry. I will say that in that place. All the right ministry, the righteous ministry that you can get. Because sometimes you can get some, amen, it don't touch your spirit. But glory to God over here. I know this will touch you. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead on now, and I'm going to pray. Amen. And if you desire prayer, amen, we may have a few minutes left at the end of the show to come back and offer prayer. I do want to say, amen, tell your friends to come and hear what the Lord is saying in these last days. Because, you know, hallelujah, he said the love of many is waxing cold. And it is, you know. People don't tell a whole lot about other people now. It's all about my 4 and no more. That's it. That's it, glory to God. As long as, you know, we get what we need, then some are not concerned about other people. But you know what? You have to give with a cheerful heart. He said, give, and it shall be given, good measures, pressed down, shaken over, running over, hallelujah, shaken, running over, glory to God, filled up to the top. Oh, my God, shall men give unto your bosom. And when you give, don't give grudging-heartedly. Make sure you're cheerful when you give. But some people can give, and they say, well, you know, I am a giver, just to say that you give. But, you know, God knows, and he sees all things. He can tell whether you're a cheerful giver or you just give just to make a name for yourself. You know, some just give just to make a name for themselves. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you give, I don't want to say just say thank you, you know, and keep it moving. You don't have to tell anybody nothing. I don't, those things right there, I don't care about, you know, and that's what we're supposed to do, just continue to give and keep on giving. Hallelujah. Because some say this is the season to give. Every season is a season to give. You can give somebody something. If it's nothing but a word, hallelujah, of encouragement, you can give them something. You know, as we was talking the other last week when we had prayer, amen, and we was talking about you can give something. But, you know, like I said, we always going to go eat all the restaurants, amen, and we can do this and do that, and we want to go in the store. We see some say, well, you know, if I see it and I want it, I'm going to get it. Hallelujah. So I just ask you to make sure you give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't give grudgingly, because you want to get a big return on what you're giving. And if you don't have that spirit to give, and you don't give cheerfully, then all you got to do is go to the higher power, which is Jesus Christ, and he asks him to help you. Because, Lord, I'm holding back, and I don't want to hold back on you. I want to hold back on myself, but I mean, I don't want to hold back on you. So you can go and ask him anything. You know, you can talk to him just like that. And guess what? He'll give it to you. He'll give you a giving heart. Hallelujah. Whatever stopping you from giving. You know, sometimes you have people give other people different things, and they say, oh, they're just so unappreciative, you know. And then you say, well, I ain't giving nobody nothing else. Nah, get that on. Just dust that off and keep it moving. But you're going to run into all types. Hallelujah. Them that like you and them that don't. But guess what? And he said you got to preach to everybody. You can't choose. Amen. This one, that one, you got to preach to them all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead now, and I'm going to open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for a glorious day, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, how you made, oh Jeff, get back and behave, Father. For all those things, Lord, we're grateful. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, how you're ever yet working, Lord God, in the nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're still, Lord God, doing miracles, Lord God. You're healing, Lord, just setting people free, Lord. Those that have been in bondage, Lord God, so many years and didn't think that they could get out, Lord God. You're bringing them out, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, for healing, God, how you're healing, Lord, in the mind of your people, Lord God, how you're ever yet sending your servants by, Lord God, to get some saved, Lord, to let them come into repentance and turn and come back to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that have went astray, they knew you at one time, but things just didn't go right, so they decided to go the other way. You're turning them around right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're bringing them back to you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your word go out all across the nation, Lord God, and it do that it's set out to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. It'll cut away, Lord God, those that have been bound down with religion, Lord God. It'll cut away those that didn't think that they could come out, Lord God. It'll cut, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, those, Lord God, who've been contemplating in their mind, don't know which way to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, Father God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as the word go out, Lord God, all across the nation. There are those that will turn around, Lord God, repent and do it quickly and come back to you, Lord God. Those that are strayed from the path, Lord God, thinking the wrong right and the right wrong, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for those, Lord God, who don't think that they can get a job. You're letting them know on this day that as they serve you, Lord God, you'll open doors no man can close and close doors no man can open, in the name of Jesus, because every door that's open, it ain't your door. Oh, my God. Lord, you're leading God, and Lord God, into all spiritual truth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God, that you're ever yet, Lord, blowing limbs, Lord God. My God, it don't stop there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You can grow hair, you can grow limbs, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are the God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you say, just believe, and you can have whatsoever you say. When you stand praying, believe what you're praying for, in the name of Jesus, because if you don't believe it, then you can't receive it, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we lift you up on high, Lord. There's none like you, Lord. Not none, Lord God. We searched all over and couldn't find nobody. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Lord. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm going to be coming today from Acts chapter 5. And I'm going to title this message, Why Tell a Lie When the Truth Will Do? You know, sometimes you just think that he don't hear you when you go and tell that white lie. But, yes, he does. I'm here to tell you today. He does. He hears everything. He hears everything. He sees all things, and he knows all things. He who prophets? Jesus Christ, baby. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You better know it. You know, there are things that you can do, and you say, well, ain't nobody going to see me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Jonas may not see you. Hallelujah. But he does. Glory to God. So, you know, you can go ahead and just say, well, okay, I'm going to do this. Hallelujah. And ain't nobody going to catch me. Hallelujah. But you're already caught. Because God shines his light down from heaven. Hallelujah. Above. And he sees everything that you do. Glory to God. So don't think that he don't see you. Because he certainly did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But before I start, hallelujah, amen, but right before I got on early on today, there's someone, amen, who, hallelujah, who has been accused falsely. You have been accused falsely. And I'm going to pray, hallelujah, that they find, hallelujah, the person, hallelujah, that did this thing, hallelujah. And they accused you of doing it, but you didn't do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to pray to God. They find that person, hallelujah, that God lead them and guide them to that person that did that. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Father, and we lift this person up to you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that they were, Lord God, done and accused falsely. So, Father, we ask you, Lord God, that person, Lord God, that done this thing, Lord God, we ask you to bring them into conviction, oh God, so they will come and turn themselves in, Lord God, and turn their life around right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. There's somebody on this line. Amen. I'm just going to tell it like this. You're a very self-selfful person. Amen. Hallelujah. Not selfless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all for self. That's what I'm saying. You're all for yourself. You don't think about nobody else, and it's got to be all about you. But it's not like that. You got to let that go. Hallelujah. You got to die. Amen. Glory to God to the power. Hallelujah. And go ahead and pick up his will. You got to die to self. That's what I'm trying to get to. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You got to die to self. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And pick up God's will. And everything around you will change. Because it's so much. It's all about you all the time. It's got to be about you. You got to be front and center all the time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got to die to yourself and pick up his will and what it is, he wants you to go out and amen and serve others and so you can go and tell others about Jesus. But if you all about yourself, nobody's going to listen. Hallelujah. You know, it's got to be about you. It's not about you. Hallelujah. You are called to be a servant of the Most High God to serve others. Hallelujah. To serve him as he sees fit. If he send you there to do something, then you do what you do. You don't have to go and tell everybody, you know. Nah, don't do that. You think you've done good. No, you've already reaped your reward. So the 100-fold return, you're probably not going to get. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God. And we're going to get in his word right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 5. I'm going to start at the first verse. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. And that means they sold some property. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. This is New Testament church here. Glory. So don't say it now. That's in the Old Testament. You know, they both correlate together. I don't know why people always say, well, you know, that's just the New Testament. That's Old Testament. No, they all correlate together. So you got what is concept upon concept? So remember, hallelujah, glory to God. They both correlate together and kept back part of the price, his wife also being private to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, you see him and his wife, they done got together and they done discussed this. Well, you know what? I know what we sold our property for, but here's the thing. We're only going to tell them that we sold it for this amount. But don't you know he already know what your soul is for? He already knew, amen, glory to God, how much you were going to sell for, glory to God. So just be careful. Even if you got to look at it, husbands and wives get together and you know that your husband wrong, you can't go along with that. Hallelujah. No, you can't go along with that. Say, honey, I can't go along with that. And I'm going to show you why you can't go along with that. You ain't got no business over here talking about them pastors. You ain't got no business over here talking about them preachers. You ain't got no business over here saying all that crazy stuff. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can't go along with all that. He don't just say money. He's talking about the pastor. Well, you know what? And I've had, you know, I've had to deal with some of that, you know, amen, glory to God. But I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. If he said 10%, then that's it. That's all. Regardless of what you say, hallelujah. If he said give this 10%, then this is what I'm going to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they came back and they said, well, you know what? said, my pastor told me that I can just give what I can, you know. I'm like, well, if that's where you had to start it, and ask God to raise you up to that point, yes. But you know what? You ought to be, if you're over, I said 60, you know, I always say that. If you're over 60, 62, 3, 4, you ought to know that by now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that ain't where you're starting at. Hallelujah. If you've been in the church, I know some churches increase that. Glory to God. But then as you began to know better, you start to do better. So you should be coming up. Hallelujah. You should have been come up if you're that old. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan be of thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Now, you see right there, you have to be careful because his little imps will come and sit on your shoulder and tell you, well, you know what? Don't get your money over there. Don't you do it. Don't you go over there. Don't you help them. Don't you do nothing. You better make sure you're following Jesus and not following, amen, that little imp sitting on your shoulder. Hallelujah. In other words, you better make sure you ain't following that husband down the wrong road and you ain't following that wife down the wrong road. I'm going to show you why in a minute, because some have went down the wrong road, glory to God, and guess what? You're going to find out what happened right here. While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. You see right here, you know, when you go and you tell your leader something, okay, this is it. This is, I'm only making this right here, and I only got this right here. So this is all I can give you. But don't you know he sees you, hey man, he's seen the check before they cut it. He saw you before you even got the money in your hand. Saw it before taxes. He saw it after taxes. He saw it when they taxed it. Glory to God. So don't you know he sees you? You ain't lying to them. You're lying to the Holy Ghost power in them. So, you know, that's how people think they can get away with it. Well, you know what? I ain't worried about that because, you know, God sits there. No, he's dwelling in those leaders. He's the one placed them in that place to make sure that you're doing what you need to do. I don't know about you all, but, you know, amen, as our pastor was saying, when he had taught a lesson, he said he wants the 100-fold return correct. Don't you want the 100-fold return? So it's time out for just playing nickels and dimes. I'm just going to tell it like it is. I know y'all said she talk about money every time, but you know what? You have to flow with the Holy Ghost power. Let God be God in your life and every man be a liar. Amen. Let's move on. Verse 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Now, don't you know, amen, since he had lied to the Holy Ghost, amen. And then what happened? He lied and he died. He fell down and died because he told a lie. But he didn't have to do that. He had other fields and stuff that he could sell off, you know, and they didn't ask him to give it all anyway. All he had to do was give them a portion, just say, yeah, you know, we did sell it for this, and we're going to give this, we go, you know, give this portion. But see, he wanted to lie and say he didn't sell it for that. Glory to God. And then his wife, amen, glory to God, bless her heart. Amen, with the stilettos and all that, you know, got going on. And amen, the suits from, you know, Dillard's and all that good stuff. And hallelujah, glory to God, she gets out and And she agreeing with it. Okay, yeah, honey, I'm going to agree with you. Nah, she shouldn't have never agreed with it. So be careful who you're agreeing with. I was talking to someone, amen, about a situation, amen. And I'm like, okay, you know what, yeah, this, that. And I said, no, I said, that ain't what it is. See, we weren't misled by another person. I said, that's what happened. It wasn't one person. I said, it was all of us. I said, that's what happened. I said, because here's the thing. I could have just went ahead and said, yeah, you know, no, it was me. But no. It was everybody. It was led by this one person, and that's what it was, misled by this one person. That's what it is. So you have to be careful what you're agreeing with. If it's a lie, then call it out. Amen. Glory to God. Some people may not like you, but guess what? The one thing about it, you'll be in right standing with the Lord. And I heard him speaking to me as I was calling these things out. And he said, you know what? I'm proud of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's something when God cares you. He's proud of you for doing a certain thing. And that just does something to your heart, really. Because you know you're on the right track. You don't want to be telling lies and going with people and saying, okay, it's okay. You know, yeah, that's all right. No, you better tell the truth. Amen. Glory to God. You see right here why Ananias just fell down, and they wound him up, and they took him out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Understand what I'm saying. This is New Testament church. Hallelujah. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. Hallelujah. Don't you know that when those people seen that, they got scared? Amen. Come on, man. I've been standing in there. I was too. I'm like, oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I would have been fearful, too, if I'd have seen that. Yeah, they were scared. Hallelujah. They were really scared. Let's move on to verse 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. Don't you know when he was missing for 3 hours and I ain't heard nothing from him, I went in, I've asked all kind of questions. I'm like, hold up, y'all seen him? Y'all seen Ananias? What's going on? Where is he? You know, hallelujah. Before he opened the mouth, glory to God, hallelujah. You better learn to ask him questions, hallelujah. You know, they said, what is it? The question, you need to ask questions. The dumbest thing to do is not ask the question. We'll put it like that. You gotta learn to ask questions. I learned to ask questions. Because I used to then, now I didn't ask questions like that, but now I'll ask questions. If it's something I don't understand or whatever, then I'm gonna ask God. I'm gonna go to my leaders and I'm gonna ask them. Hallelujah. But I don't know, so guess what? I'm gonna need to go to somebody else that can help me out. You know, that can lead me into the scriptures and show me this is what he's saying here. And you see this and that, that's what you do. You know, people have gotten so, hallelujah. Now, you know, I know everything and I know everything. But if you're here on this earth, then apparently you don't know everything. And if you know everything, then guess what? It's time for you to just go on and say, Lord, here I am. Glory to God. Because it ain't nothing else he can teach you. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing else they can teach you. You're wasting their time. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 8. And Peter answering unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. You know, she gave him an amount. She did because he had already talked about it. And so she gave him the same amount, hallelujah, that her husband had told her that they were going to say that they sold the property for. But don't you know, I would have been asking questions, like I said, when I went in there. I'm like, boy, y'all seen Ananias? He's coming over here to talk to y'all. What's going on? Where is he? Before she opened my mouth, hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 9. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to test the spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. Now you see right there, glory to God, you better be careful what you're saying yes to. You better be careful, hallelujah. Don't let people make you tell a lie. Because sometimes people will try to make you tell a lie. Glory to God. I've had that to happen also. No. I'm not going to lie to my leaders. I'm not going to tell them no lie. I'm not going to lie to God. I'm not going to lie to anybody knowingly. If they ask me something that I don't know, I'm saying, well, I don't know about that. You know? That's what you do. If you don't know, you don't know. But some people will try to conjure up and make up something. And you know you'd be lying. Glory to God. Why tell a lie when the truth would do? Now, if she'd have just walked in there and shut up, you know, and asked all them questions about where was he and what happened to him and, you know, have y'all seen him, then, you know, maybe she could have, you know, retract that. But he had already told her what to say. And they were lying to Peter and them, the apostles, Peter and them, the disciples, and he had raised them up, you know. Jesus had raised them up, you know, to do the work of the ministry. And that's how, you know, God disciples people. Understand, you can't just jump out there and say, okay, he called me. Now, hallelujah. Maybe he called you, but you still need some teaching. You need to sit down and listen. Always have a listening ear. When it says have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, that means to hear what God is saying when he's speaking through his word. That also means to hear what your leaders are saying, telling you what you need to do and how you need to do it and why you need to do it. Glory to God. Because he have instilled his Holy Ghost power on the inside of them. And then they can tell you because they've been through things that you probably have not been through. Glory to God. It's to keep you from getting out there being ate up. Hallelujah. So understand, learn to have a quiet spirit sometime and just listen until they call you, you know, and they say, are you there? And then you say, yes, I'm here. I'm listening. Hallelujah. So that's me. I like to listen to hear what's going on. Glory to God. I like to hear so I can get it. Hallelujah. Because I tell them, you know, amen. I say, listen. I tell my students, I say, listen, if you're talking when I'm talking, then you can't hear what I'm saying. So if I'm talking when they're talking, then I can't hear what they're saying, right? When somebody else is preaching and you're talking, then you can't understand what the pastor is saying. So some just go in a sanctuary and they're just so noisy and loud, they come in there just to hold a conversation. And you can't get nothing out of it with this person talking, and you're trying to hear, and they over there whispering, well, why did y'all come? Hallelujah. We're in a season where we need to get all we can and can all you can while you can. Hallelujah. So you can get what you need, and you can go on. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Oh, my God, my God. Now, don't you know that's something they did? Can you tell the fear came upon them after they heard how Ananias fell down because he lied? Hallelujah. And then, but it was his. He didn't have to do that. It was his. All he had to do was just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. Why not tell the truth? Tell the truth. But some people tell a lie when the truth will do you. You got to understand, we're in a season. This is critical time for you to tell the truth and not tell a lie. If you don't know, just say you don't know. Don't speculate nothing. So many times people get where they want to speculate. Well, you know what? Yes, I think. No, I said, I don't need to know what you think. I need to know if it's for real or if it's not. And if you don't know, then just say, well, you know what? I don't know. But, you know, some want to make it look like they know everything. Glory to God. But no one knows everything. He's ever yet teaching you how to live. He's ever yet teaching you which ways you should go. He's ever yet teaching you to hear when you're praying, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. He's ever yet teaching you, hallelujah, how you should live. He's ever yet teaching you how to stay away from certain things. But you got to hear, hallelujah, what men talk. Yes, when you read the word, you can read it out loud. I know I used to do that, read it out loud, and then I'd get back to that. Reading it out loud, and then it comes and get in your spirit, glory to God. And then you can meditate on it and say, okay, Lord, you said this. Now tell me what you mean. And sometimes you just say, well, I need you to look it up, glory to God. I need you to look up this, and I need you to look up that, and I need you to see what this means. And me, I like to do that because I like to know exactly what it's talking about. So I won't be out there telling the lie, hallelujah. I'll know exactly what he's talking about. Let's move on to verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Now, you see right there, hallelujah, they were doing what they were supposed to do for the ministry. Glory to God. And they were on one accord, hallelujah. Isn't it something you'd be on one accord? If everybody's praying, then everybody should be touching and agreeing with that prayer. Glory to God. And if God's telling one to do this, then guess what? You should be touching and agreeing with whatever he's telling them to do. And not over here trying to do your own thing, you know? That's the thing about it. You go into church. Amen. Here we go with the church again. Some of you get distracted when you're going and hearing. Amen. Your leaders teaching. You hear them preach. Glory to God. You're getting distracted. So you have to kill the distraction because it's going to always be there and it's going to always come. Hallelujah. You can't get on one accord. Hallelujah. When one's praying and the other one's got some other hidden agenda. Glory to God. That ain't one accord. When everybody is together on one accord, touching and agreeing, glory to God. I'm not over there in New Zealand, and you're over there in New York, and you're over there doing whatever it is, and you're over there talking about the tennis strikes, and you're over there doing something else, JJ texting you. You got to come together on one accord, glory to God, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Now, see what he's saying in that person, in this time and in this season, because you want to make sure that you're touching and agree. So whatever y'all touching and agree, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Yes, he said it shall come to pass. When you get on one accord, you hear what he's saying. You hear what he wants you to do, glory to God, and not going out there on third field, not having a clue. What are you supposed to do out there on third field? You know, you need to get back to the basics. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead. Amen. With this. Hallelujah. Just roll. Hallelujah. I hear it in my spirit. You know, you got to get back to the basic stuff. Ah, my God, my God. You know, sometimes you get so carried away with you're getting so busy. You can't hear what God is saying. You can't see what God is doing. You're here. You're there. You're everywhere. When the last time you studied your Bible? You can't be studying your Bible if you're always on the road. Yes, I know it. It's on the phone. Yes. Hallelujah. But don't you know that there's a distraction? You ain't going to get what you get. Ain't no need you pitching a fit. Glory to God. If you don't spend time with him and know what he's saying in these last days, because he's calling many in to help to go out and reach out and touch other people. You may not, amen, hallelujah. You may not, amen, be a prophet. You may not be an apostle. You may not be a pastor. You may not be none of that, glory to God. But he's called all of us to minister. And you can give an encouraging word. If you see someone, hallelujah, glory to God, that looks like they're down and out, he can give you a word to give them that'll lighten up their whole life, glory to God. That'll take them in that place where they need to be so they can hear from God, hallelujah. But if you're too busy, hallelujah, here, there, everywhere, my name got to be over here. My name got to be over there. Perfect the gift where you are, glory to God. And then he'll raise you up and give you more, hallelujah, my God. Won't he do it? Yes, he will, every time, hallelujah. So you're too busy, hallelujah. You ain't got enough time to spend with him. You come in, well, Lord, I'm on the 30 minutes, then I got to go and see my show. I got to go over here. I got to look over here on social media and see what they're saying. I got to look over here on social media and see what he's saying. I got to look over here and I saw this and I saw that and I see that. What time do you have to spend, hallelujah, for the Holy Ghost to work in your life? What time do you have to spend, glory to God, to show you what's wrong in there so you can ask him to fix it? What time do you have if you're always trying to put your hand and put your children in something? What time do you have, hallelujah, to go to church and actually be there and hear? In other words, be present. You're a body in the church, but you ain't present because your mind is everywhere. Your body is in the church, but your mind is on the other side of town. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. What time do you have, hallelujah, thinking about, oh, I got to put up these Christmas trees. Hallelujah. Yes, we shipped it. That's all right. Hallelujah. Yeah, what time I got to put up all these trees? I got all this decoration I got to do. I got to go to this so, that so, this so, my so, his so, her so, to get all this stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Because I want a bigger tree. I want more, and I want more. I want more light shining. Hallelujah. Well, what time do you have to spend with him? Yes, we're going to cook this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. You get too busy, hallelujah, not just during Christmas time. This is all the time. You get too busy. And then you say, well, I want him to speak to me. Well, he's speaking. He says, sit down, hallelujah. He says, sat down, hallelujah. For all your, you know, down south is what they say, but for all y'all, amen, who want more, how should I say, professionally say it. He says, sit down, okay, and listen and hear what he's saying, hallelujah, because you're too busy, hallelujah. There's stuff that can come up on you, hallelujah, and he's saying he ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear, but there's stuff, hallelujah, that's coming, and you can hear what he's saying, and you can pray and turn that stuff around, but you can't because you're too busy. You know, in these last days, you're going to get unbusy, hallelujah. And learn to spend time with him. And always call when you got to call somebody. Hallelujah. You can't just meditate. I got to call here. I got to do this. I don't know who you is. Amen. But ride the boat. Because it's still floating. Good God Almighty. You're too busy. Hallelujah. He wants to do more in your life. But you're too busy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then when these things come upon you, you want to call the pastor. You want to call the apostle. You want to call the elder. You want to call the prophet. Well, I need you. Hallelujah. Well, if you weren't so busy, you could have heard what he was trying to tell you. These things are coming. I need you to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need you to pray for them. Hallelujah. I need you to pray for her. Glory to God. I need you to catch that before they fall. Hallelujah. I need you to catch them. Hallelujah. Before they fall. Glory to God. I need you to catch them before they go down that wrong path of destruction. I need you to pray for them. Hallelujah. Because there's some sickness that's coming. I need you. I need you. And I need you. But you're too busy. Hallelujah. You're just too busy. Hallelujah. You got your hands in everything. You got your mind everywhere. Hallelujah. So sometimes you can't even think straight. My God, my God. You're always sitting and contemplating and thinking, where can I go? Where can I go now? What can I go over here and back? What can I go over here and do? Ain't nothing wrong with nothing you do, but make sure I'm saying that you take time out. Don't get so busy when you don't know where you are. Don't get so busy, hallelujah. I remember a song that they sang, hallelujah. Glory to God, said, I miss my time with you. He missed his time with a lot of us. I just say us. Hallelujah, glory to God, huh? But I take time out. Glory to God. I shut everything down and I shut the phone off. Glory to God. I tried to call you, of course. I was busy. Hallelujah, glory to God. Doing God's will. You know, I always have to tell people what you're doing. Just say, okay, I was busy. What's up? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But just stop being so busy. Spend more time with him. I encourage you, hallelujah. I'm going to challenge you. Read 3 chapters a day. I'm challenging you, hallelujah. I'm challenging you to read 3 chapters a day. Just read them, hallelujah. Be quiet and let him minister these chapters to you. Hallelujah. It's time out for being so busy. It's time to do God's will. He said, amen, hallelujah. The harvest is plenty. In other words, there are many people who don't know him. There are many people that you can touch. Hallelujah. There are many people I can touch. There are many people that need a touch. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But hallelujah, you're too busy because you can't hear it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then when you're home, you're at home. Hallelujah. You're there, but you still, hallelujah. Okay, I got to see this. This is the show. That's the show. I got to see this one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, they got all kinds of ways you can record that stuff now. Hallelujah. They got Roku, Maku, Shuku. They got it all. Hallelujah. You got DVDs. You got all that stuff where you can record it. Hallelujah. And go back and watch it later. My God. My God. Hallelujah. My God. You're too busy. So stop being busy. Hallelujah. I'm not just talking about in this season. Right now, I'm talking about busy, amen, even after Christmas holidays. You know, a lot of them get busy. Okay, now guess what we got to do? We got to prepare for the next holiday coming up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But what we're going to do is we're going to go and catch these sales over here. Hallelujah. And that's hallelujah. The holiday just going out. We're going to do that. Then we're going to continue on. Glory to God. But you're too busy. God wants to do a great and mighty work in his people, but they have gotten so busy. You're running. Have you seen the subways, amen, and how busy they be on TV? I know y'all have seen them. Hallelujah. That's the way you're running. You're running just like that. It's time out. Sit down somewhere and let him minister to you. Sit down and say, Lord, I'm yours. Talk to me. Can you do that? Some can't do that because they're afraid they're going to miss something on the telephone. Some can't do that because they're afraid they're going to miss somebody going somewhere, and I'm going to have to catch a ride. Hallelujah. You're going to hang on with all hope, hallelujah, my God, you're just too busy. He wants to give you everything your heart desires, hallelujah. But you got to do some work in the ministry, too, also. You think you're just going to go ahead and just, things are just going to pop out to you, hallelujah, glory to God, and he's going to give you this, hallelujah. He don't mind you having that stuff, but just don't let that stuff have you. You're too busy. Hallelujah. And then when things hit, you're very upset. But guess what? You were too busy because he tried to tell you. He was trying to tell you what he wanted you to do and how he wanted you to minister, hallelujah, and how he wanted you to pray and what he wanted you to pray for, glory to God, hallelujah. But you just got too busy and he couldn't tell you. He wanted you to pray because there's an accident up the road, hallelujah. Now, I want you to pray for these people, but you got too busy, hallelujah. I'm over here on this social media page. I'm over here on this social media. I'm here. I'm there. I'm there. But, Lord, I got so busy, Lord, that I didn't even give you time to sit down and get 5 minutes just to hear what the Spirit was trying to say to me. I just got so busy, Lord God. I just didn't. I couldn't wait. I have to go somewhere. I can't stand to stay at home. I can't stand to turn the TV off. I can't stand, oh, my God, to see my favorite show. I can't stand the miss a ball game. I just can't do it, Lord God. I can't stand it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're just too busy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're just too busy. Hallelujah. He wants to minister to you. He wants to make you stronger and make you better for what's to come. Because prayer is much needed now for anyone and everybody. Hallelujah. You got to pray going. You got to pray coming. You got to pray going in. You got to pray coming out. You got to pray getting up. You got to pray laying down. You got to pray, amen, while you eat. You got to pray, hallelujah. Pray, pray, and pray. My God. Hallelujah. So stop being so big and let him minister to you what you need to do and how you need to do. Hallelujah. Because you just lost that part. You have lost that part of your life. And some, when they first come into ministry, they all, you know, oh, Lord, I'm just so excited about the Bible. I like to go and I like to hear. You know, I like to go to Sunday school and I like to go, hallelujah, my goodness, and hear what the Lord is saying. But then you got so busy, hallelujah, and he led you away. You let the devil lie to you saying you don't need it. Look at Ananias and Sapphira, hallelujah. He lied to them by telling them, you know, y'all, it's all right. Y'all keep back some of it. Glory to God. You let him lie to you saying, it's okay, you don't need all that. It don't take all this. You don't have to do all this. She's just talking. He's just talking. Ain't nothing you need to do. You let him lie to you. But yes, you need it. You need it all. You need as much as you can get and more. Hallelujah. Well, God got that more for you. He offers that more. Because all he do, amen, he offers his word. He offers it to us. But all we got to do is stop being so busy and get it. Just listen. Take time out to just stay in his presence and listen. Hallelujah. And let him rain down what he wants to tell you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And some of those struggles that you go through, you wouldn't have to go through them. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Stop being so busy. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father, help us, Lord, not to be so busy, Lord God. Father, help us, Lord God, to give our all to you in this season, Lord God, in the next season, Lord God, and the seasons to come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, let lead and guide us, Lord, into the spiritual truth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let us fall by the wayside, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because we know, Lord God, you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh Lord God. But as long as we're not too busy to hear what your spirit is speaking in this season right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the seasons to come, Lord God, because you want to touch many, Lord God, but they're just too busy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the word fall where it should, on good ground, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, so they can get unbusy to hear what you're saying, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let them hear, oh my God, a word that is a life-changing word, the word that will change their mind, Lord God, from being too busy, Lord God, to spending more time with you, Lord God, because you miss your time with them, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and we declare right now, oh Lord God, from this day forward, Lord God, that they won't be that busy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They will reach out, Lord God, to you, Lord, and say, Lord, help me, Lord God. I'm here, Lord. I'm yours, Lord, to use me as you will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and rebuke everything that's coming around you, every distracting spirit, every destructive spirit, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I cast you out. Every telephone ringing, just cut it off. Every TV program, just record it, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they won't be that busy, so they can hear what you want to say, Lord, and hear what you want them to do, and hear, Lord God, how you want them to pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We give you glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Receive the word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, yes, and yes. Don't be too busy. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. You know, you sit and you know what, you can sit and you look at the news. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. But if you get so where you get tired of and tangled up in it, then it'll start bringing fear in you. And then you'll be fearful to do anything. Hallelujah. So just be careful about that. Hallelujah. You know, people say, well, you got to know what's going on. Yes, you do. Yes, I understand that. Glory to God. But don't get so tied up in it to where the fear grips you, and it'll stop you from doing things that you should be doing. Hallelujah. But number one, amen, you know, some people be afraid to drive. Some people be even afraid to go outside of their own house. That's how fear comes in. You let it seep in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, because it comes in different forms, in different shapes, forms, and fashion. So be careful about that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Don't get too busy. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, at this time and read the announcement. Hallelujah. I want to make sure you stay in touch. And you want the 100-fold return, I encourage you to give in this season. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't just listen at me. Hallelujah. But read his word. He said give. Hallelujah. And it shall be given. So you want people to come back and give to you. You want God to give to you. Hallelujah. So you got to give. Hallelujah. Give like you want to live. Hallelujah. If you just want to continue to live up to 2015, as my pastor say, glory to God, then keep giving the 2015. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to give. Hallelujah. Give like you want to live. Hallelujah. Your cover will never go bare, because he's not going to let that happen. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a right now God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go home with our announcements. I want to make sure you tune in on Tuesday night. One word from the Lord, my God. Amen. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The Power Team. Glory to God. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, go ahead and inbox them on Facebook. You can inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse and tell them what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they will answer you back. Amen. And they will get in contact with you. Hallelujah. And you can't ask for nothing no better than that. Glory to God. And then also we have Faith Come By Hearing on Wednesday. Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, her show comes on at 6:30. Central Standard Time. I want to encourage you to hear the show on Wednesday. amen, prayer going forth, hallelujah, deliverance in her songs, glory to God. So don't miss it. Tune in every Wednesday, 6:30 Central Standard Time. We are called the Hour of Power. Glory to God. I am the first hour, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you to listen. Amen. Glory to God. And give. Don't be afraid to give. Hallelujah. You know, you need more than just $2. You need a lot more than just $2. So don't be afraid to give. Hallelujah. You got to give believing that God is going to bless you. Amen. In whatever way he sees fit that you need. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid to give. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And after the 30-minute break, you can come in and hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I encourage you to listen. Minister Elaine is an author. She has two books. They're on Amazon. You can buy them, two e-books. You can buy them, glory to God. And you'll also get a free Kindle. And I encourage you, go over and buy them. You know, you go on Amazon and you're buying gifts and you're ordering off Amazon. You can go over and send your friend, amen, your girlfriend, friend, whatever you want to call them, amen, your husband, wife, whatever. Get them an e-book. Send it to them, amen, glory to God. And they'll get a free Kindle. My goodness, you can't get it no better than this. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you in part to be a partner. And you will receive many, many, many things all the way from Monday all the way down to Sunday, and it starts over again. God is good, people, and he is worthy to be praised. So I'm going to encourage you to give $25 or more. I always go for the or more, you know, hallelujah. Because you want more, you got to give more. Come on, that's just the way it is. Like I said, give like you want to live. Hallelujah. And I want you to make sure these ministries have been a blessing to you, and I know they have. Give. Hit them up and give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They have Facebook pages. You can go on and inbox them and let them know, you know, that you want to give, and ask them how can you give. And they'll let you know, and they'll walk you through the steps how to give, because you want more. Hallelujah. You want to get more out your seed. Hallelujah. This is good ground. I encourage you to sow on this ground. This is good ground. It wasn't long ago. I told this person, I was talking to him, amen, man, early morning. And I told him, I said, you know what, he has to hold up, wait a minute, just stop. I told him to stop talking, so they did. And I told him what God was going to do for him. It wasn't, amen, glory to God, it wasn't a couple of weeks, it was like a week later. They came and told me what God did. I said, look at that, won't he do it? Amen. When he sent his word, it's up to him to perform it, glory to God. Because he sent his word by his prophet. He's going to make it to come to pass. Glory to God. We just got to speak it. Hallelujah. And if God's going to do it, glory to God. If we can't do it, he'll have to do it. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. But he did. He gave them double. I said, this is what he's going to give you. And amen. He gave them double. So I'm going to encourage you to continue to give. Hallelujah. Don't draw back just because you're going out there to all these stores and you're buying this and you're buying. You're buying Aunt JoJo one, and you're buying Aunt Sugar Pain one, and, you know, Aunt Tang syrup, you know, some of y'all know what it is. Amen. You're buying them one, glory to God, and you're buying strawberry one and all that good stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. But don't forget to yield. Hallelujah. To the ministry. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead right now, and I'm going to give you the invitation, amen, to salvation. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus as part of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. I repent for all things I've done, Lord God, and committed against you, Father. Forgive me, Lord God. I give you my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. If you would, hit me up on Facebook. I have two pages, Papa Williams and Martha Williams. And let me know that that was you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing because another soul has been saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't forget, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to give you that 30-minute break. Ministry Lane will be coming up next. Make sure you tune in and hear a word from Ministry Lane, amen, coming to you live, hallelujah. You got time to go and get your water, amen, go get your juice, amen, your Coke, your Sprite, whatever your drink may be, hallelujah. You know, some still drink Kool-Aid, whatever. Hallelujah. And listen, hallelujah, to the word that's coming from Ministry Lane. So I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to open my line up for prayer. We have a few more minutes. Let me see if anybody, hallelujah, would desire prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me check it. I don't see anybody with their hand raised. So we're going to go ahead on and I'm going to give the benediction. And now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome week. Remember, hallelujah, don't be too busy. Glory to God. Amen.